In this training manual that's going out to police everywhere in the country, it has a, don't tread on me flag. It shows America, freedom to fascism, and the film Zeitgeist in it. We just showed that, and shows it next to the Turner Diaries, which was a white supremacist thing about killing police. So see how they do guilt by association. I mean, this is just off the charts, and this was sent to me by the Missouri Information Analyst Center. Police officer sent it to me. That's where they got it from. And I've seen these in Texas versions and others. It's the same thing, but they're updating it. I mean, how do they say none of this exists and then mix in mainstream things that are happening with white supremacists and tell police that people are dangerous if they're into this?
You're watching Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA. I wanted to take a little break out to explain the history of the Police State documentary films. In 1999, in 2000, and 2001, I made the seminal Police State films that were a viral success on the web and on VHS and DVD. Fast forward 8 years later, it's all come true. Not because I have a crystal ball, but because I'm looking at government documents, I'm looking at the facts, I'm looking at their own white papers. If we can expose the FEMA camps and the executive orders and the shadow government, their system will fail. I've made the film, Police State 4. It's now up to you to get it out to everyone you know. And yes, we need your support. We offer and promote the fact that they're free on YouTube, Google, and thousands of other video sites. We put them out for free. But we do ask you to give us the seed money, the support, to run our websites, to do the syndicated radio show, and to make future films. So if you want this documentary in the best quality available and to have the expanded extras, please visit InfoWars.com and purchase Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA. You can call toll-free, 888-253-3139. You can visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. If it hasn't been blocked in your country yet, many have. You can also write to us at InfoWars, P.O. Box 19549. Austin, Texas, 78760. PrisonPlanet.tv is a better tool than ever in the info war. Over 6 years of my radio and TV shows, all my films in super high quality, my book, Paul Watson's book, all there, 15 cents a day. Your support of PrisonPlanet.tv empowers the resistance to unlock minds worldwide. The destiny of Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA, is in your hands. I'm asking all of you to have public viewings, to make copies, and to give to everyone you know. The power of humanity and the human spirit is unstoppable if you'll simply unleash it, if you'll simply take action and turn it loose. I salute you all.
Good evening, my fellow Americans. We have been compelled to create a permanent armaments industry of vast proportion. We annually spend on military security alone more than the net income of all United States corporations. We recognize the imperative need for this development, yet we must not fail to comprehend its grave implications. Our toil, resources, and livelihood are all involved. So is the very structure of our society. In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex. The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist. We must never let the weight of this combination endanger our liberties or democratic processes. Only an alert and knowledgeable citizen can compel the proper meshing of the huge industrial and military machinery of defense. The prospect of domination of the nation's profits by federal employment, power of money is ever present and is gravely to be regarded. We must also be alert to the equal and opposite danger that public policy would itself become the capital of a scientific, technological elite. We cannot mortgage the material assets of our grandchildren without risking the loss also of their political and spiritual heritage.
Well, I think terrorism is being practiced on the residents of the city of Oakland because many of the retired teachers, retired military people have informed me that they understand what's going on and is not anything that relates to humanitarian training whatsoever. This is a psychological, as we in the research community say, this is a psyops. They're preparing people for what is coming, not what is being presented today.
So you're saying they're preparing people to accept it with incrementalism?
That is correct. Like the old frog example. You know, you put the frog in the water and you just gradually continue to raise the heat on the water until the frog is cooked. And that's the way it works. The problem is that the local people, people in general, just will not take their heads out of the sand. I'm going to tell everyone I can, listen, we have a serious problem.
And it's called a police state.
It's called a police state.
Let's go ahead and get to this. I mean, you want to see, you know, what goes with FEMA camps like a horse and carriage. Troops, militarized police, training with the army to take over your cities and towns. Let's go ahead and play this YouTube clip, Martial Law is Coming, from News 7 at 11.
The scenario was a fake, but the pepper spray and billy clubs used to break up this riot were definitely real. Good evening, I'm Miranda Stevens. Whether it's terrorism, riots, or any major disaster, local agencies will be the first to respond. That's why Roanoke City wants its disaster training to be as real as possible. Jeremy Butterfield has more.
It's supposed to look like a riot, and the scene at William Fleming High School had all the elements.
I'm one of the rioters that the guard and the police force had to take down and arrest, and did very successfully.
In this scenario, everyone has a role to play. The rioters were ready to fight back as Roanoke Police, Roanoke Fire, local National Guard troops, and members of the Virginia Defense Force secured perimeters and moved in to make the arrests.
Prior to 9/11, these organizations couldn't communicate and did not work together. They worked to support each other, but not together. And with the recent events of the last 3 to 5 years, we've become very good at working together, which is very important.
Of course, these weren't real rioters. The rebels in T-shirts were all members of one of the participating agencies, but you couldn't tell that during the exercise. If you weren't protected by an orange vest signifying you as an observer, you were in danger of being hit by eggs, bottles, billy clubs, or even the occasional well-placed round from a sniper.
We try to make this very real, give a real feel to it. We had some, the fire department provided some live burning out here, so we had smoke, flames, objects being thrown, a lot of chaos. There's going to be a lot of chaos in a civil disturbance situation, and that's what we want to try to incorporate as much as possible.
Teamwork plays a major role. Mountain Police had to coordinate with the fire department, while National Guard troops marched in formation toward the rioters. Without cooperation throughout all the agencies, the rioters would have quickly taken control.
I think everybody learned a little bit. Mistakes are made, but we'd rather make those mistakes here than in a real situation.
This was the fourth year the agencies have participated in this drill, and organizers say the old adage, practice makes perfect, certainly holds true in the face of disaster.
And then, see, you talk about this, and mainstream writes articles about me like I'm crazy, making up troops and troop deployments when it's the Army Times, the Army War College, hundreds of newspapers have announced it, and then I say, hey, that's tyranny, and they go, shut up, Jones doesn't exist. InfoWars story on illegal Tennessee checkpoint prompts action by governor. Friday, listeners pointed out local news saying the Army was going to be out, regular Army running checkpoints, searching citizens with police. The governor got called, our listeners called.
The Wyville Police Department had plans to conduct a seatbelt checkpoint on Saturday, April 4th at Highway 64 within the city limits of Wyville. The checkpoint was planned to be in conjunction with Homeland Security and the 251st Military Police in Bolivar. After learning about this, I contacted Representative Johnny Shaw, who represents that area, asked about this. Representative Shaw, you looked into this, and can you tell me what you've learned and where this stands now?
I can. Actually, this has been canceled. Some calls were made to the governor's office about this on earlier today, this Friday. And, of course, the governor just simply said, I don't need another headache. It was a bad idea in the first place. I mean, during this climate, in this day and time which we live, can you imagine the army stopping you for a seatbelt check, you know?
We'll follow up with you on that, sir, and find out what steps are taken to protect, to see that something like this is, the public is notified in the future.
Definitely we will, because the public should have been notified if it was going to happen, and I'm going to make sure that I call all of the local authorities and ask them not to do this anymore, but if they should even attempt to make sure that they contact people like myself and make sure that people are notified as to what is going to happen.
Representative John Shaw just joins us for a few minutes, representative from Tennessee, District 80. Sir, thank you for coming on with us.
Sure, you're welcome. Thank you for having me, Alex.
You bet. Now, we played the clip earlier of you on a local news station talking about Army checkpoints. The governor found out, thanks to you and others, and canceled it. Can you just, in a nutshell, tell us exactly, specifically, what was going on?
Yes, I can. First of all, I have got a check. Now, I don't have concrete facts, but I don't think the military has, first of all, any jurisdiction to be checking seatbelts. When you look at the fact of a military unit being out, your daughter, my wife, or someone driving through a roadblock with all of these local officials, the Army and everybody out there, I think it's just going to scare people to death. I think our local and state officials have the staff when needed to check seat belts, to do a seat belt check without the Army getting involved. And I just don't think it's a good idea.
Well, obviously, sir, I don't know if you've heard, but yes, it still violates posse comitatus. They haven't completely removed that 1878 law. We know in Mexico and communist China they have troops on the streets. This is a sign of a banana republic of a third world police state. So that we don't want that. But the larger issue here is that they've announced Homeland Security wants to put 20,000 regular Army troops to patrol America. The Naval War College, the Army War College, has said their new job will be engaging us, combat with the American people to stop an insurrection against the banks. So, A, are you aware of that? B, can you tell us specifically what units, why the Army was going to be out running checkpoints?
Well, I got this news late on Friday, and when I got the news, I immediately jumped on it to try to call some local authorities that I knew first to see what was going on. And when I made the call, I found out at that point in time that the governor had already made the decision to cancel this, in which I was very proud of that. But I am not aware of Homeland Security doing this. I did hear that they would be involved in this roadblock issue on last Friday, but I am not aware of the other part of the question that you ask.
Okay, specifically, though, when you talk to the local authorities, whose idea, where did it come from that regular Army is going to be out running checkpoints? I mean, a checkpoint is unconstitutional if you don't have warrants and it's random for the police to do. Now the Army, I mean, again, sir, this is suddenly happening everywhere. This is part of a larger plan. So we as detectives are asking you, any other little tidbits you've got about who was behind this?
Well, and I don't know, Alex. I can't answer that question other than the fact that it was going to take place in a little area of my district in a town called Whiteville, Tennessee, which would lead me to believe or to assume that the chief of police there was the one who orchestrated this idea.
Was the state involved?
Not to my knowledge at all.
Okay, so the governor had to say no. So this is what we always see. The Army then probably approached some locals as part of their covert acclimation program. And State Representative Johnny Shaw, we appreciate you speaking out against this. We appreciate the governor saying no to this. Can you, just in closing, speak to why you were concerned about it and against it?
Well, again, I was concerned because I think in this economic climate, or in this climate that we are in, well, can you imagine your wife, your daughter, my wife or daughter, even son, driving up to a checkpoint with Homeland Security, the military police, the state police, if they were involved, and then, of course, all of your local authorities? It's going to make someone think something bad has happened in the community, and I just don't think this is a good idea. I think it would have been a scare tactic that would have been hard for some of our citizens to get over, or maybe some of our senior citizens, and I'm totally against this kind of a tactic, and I'm going to do my best as a state representative to see that this does not happen again in my district and hopefully nowhere in the state of Tennessee.
Being done to acclimate the public so they don't panic when troops take over the city hall, the county, the state. This is high treason. And Obama has taken all these new powers that Bush claimed and has expanded them day one. And suddenly the left that was against it isn't saying a thing. So that's part of the preparation. Guardsmen to conduct urban training at Arcadia in April. This is going on scaled back now. It says in this article, going door to door asking if they can search homes looking for weapons. And they practice raiding the local gun shop. And this is for domestic operations. Lieutenant Colonel, I really appreciate you coming on such short notice, sir.
My pleasure. Thanks for the invitation.
You bet. I saw this article out of the Daily Times Herald in Carroll, Iowa. Have you seen that?
I sure have.
It's telling us about an urban warfare drill to be held in several towns. Can you tell us about that?
Sure. It's actually a planned training event to provide our soldiers with greater proficiency at what we call cordon and search, which is a mission that, just for a little background, we've deployed nearly 13,000 members of the Iowa National Guard in the Global War on Terror. And the vast majority of those have been in Iraq and Afghanistan. And one of the missions that they perform in Iraq and Afghanistan on multiple occasions is cordon and search, where basically you are trying to get to an area, cordon it off to make sure everything's safe, and then actually search for caches of weapons or other kinds of contraband which could harm American forces and other
countries. Like Fallujah, what we saw in Fallujah.
Mm-hmm. Correct. Exactly. So because of where we're located in Iowa, there are no active duty bases in Iowa, so we kind of have to create our own urban training environments. So the plan on this particular training event was to actually use a small town of about 450 people. The town has actually kind of adopted the unit, which is called Company A, 1st Battalion, 168th Infantry, and they were more than willing to participate in the exercise.
Going through this article, I mean, explaining exactly what they're going to do door to door with the houses, what the checkpoints are going to be simulating.
Sure. When you're talking about cordon and search operations, you've got several different rings of security that you've got to provide in a particular area. And then it's important that people are treated respectfully as you go house to house, as you're looking for certain items, particularly in our experience in Afghanistan and Iraq, looking for weapon caches, whether those have AK-47s. RPGs, rocket propelled grenades, that is, any kind of ammunition or any kind of improvised explosive devices, et cetera, et cetera. And our job, when we go on a cordon search, is to locate those kinds of items. And then there might also be persons of interest that we're interested in that coalition forces want to talk to or apprehend.
Well, let's just boil it down to this. I have video of Army and Marines with role players screaming, "I'm an American, please don't put me in the camp," and the military trying to confiscate their firearms. I mean, certainly you've heard the Army Times and the new directive from Secretary of Defense Robert Gates that they will use the National Guard under federal control for civil insurrection. Are you saying you're not aware of that?
No, I'm certainly aware of that, absolutely. But I think you have to look at the role of the National Guard historically. Is that historically we are used in states for disasters overwhelmingly. And our job is to, number one, be ready for our mission federally, which is to go to war. And number two is to help our fellow citizens mm-hmm. here in the United States of America.
Mm-hmm. But the Army
that we prepare for and train for.
The Army War College 3 weeks ago issued a report saying they're shifting a lot of their focus to engaging the American people and directives on engagement with the American people under NORTHCOM.
Well, you got to remember that the National Guard, 99% of the time, is, in, if you're talking about peacetime, belongs to the state in which they are located. only on occasion do they become federalized. One of those examples, of course, is being mobilized and deployed to go to war or peacekeeping or other kinds of federalized missions. But other than that, the National Guard generally in peacetime belongs to the governor of that state.
Well, you're pretty informed on all these issues. Obviously, you're right in the middle of it. Did you hear about the mainstream news articles about Marines in California and other places helping at DWI checkpoints with citizens? Would that violate posse comitatus?
I'm not aware of that. With respect to active duty military, that's called Title 10 when you're on active duty, and they're not allowed to participate in certain kinds of operations under the Posse Comitatus Act.
Does that sound like freedom to you? All over the country, they have the National Guard at big events like at the Kentucky Derby and the Super Bowl searching bags.
Well, I think if you're talking about keeping Americans safe, it's our job to do whatever we can to help them with that. And if our job happens to be to detect weapons of mass destruction or other kinds of things that could harm a great deal of people, that's what we do.
Now, here's your Pentagon Channel report.
The Kentucky National Guard was part of the massive security force required for this weekend's Kentucky Derby. Officials say that 360 Guard members were on hand at Churchill Downs to help support law enforcement efforts. Officials at the track said that more than 150,000 fans turned out for the race. Police only had to make 44 arrests.
International media, government staffers, and protesters.
Thousands of them, all waiting for the G20 summit to begin.
World leaders arriving in Pittsburgh for the G20 summit are finding a city on lockdown and already hit by violence.
By order of the City of Pittsburgh Chief Police, I hereby declare this to be an unlawful assembly. I order all those assembled to immediately disperse.
The G20 basically represents the largest nations which participate in the Western banking cartel, which I feel is behind a lot of the pain, anguish, and misery that exists in our world today.
They would like to come up with one central bank for the world to replace the dollar standard. And also have international regulation, you know, a massive expansion of the WTO regulations into the financial markets.
You must leave the immediate vicinity.
Anytime I've been on a march or anytime I've been arrested, it has been peaceful on our side. It's the states are the ones that cause the violence.
You must leave. If you do not disperse, you may be arrested and or subject to other police action. Other police action may include actual physical removal, the use of riot control agents, and or less lethal munitions.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is breaking news. Do you know why my crew is not live with us right now, why they're out of contact? They are under sustained LRAD sound cannon attack. You know, they rolled these out at tea parties in California and other places. First time I saw them was 2004 in New York. They have the National Guard engaging American citizens right now with deadly acoustic weapons that damage the middle ear. This is happening right now in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, while the G20 and mainstream news is getting rid of the dollar, bringing in world government against everybody right now. Listen, this is such a police state there that they tried to talk to the military and talk to a spokesman last night. Defense Link put a press release out, and they said, no, we're not going to talk to you. Get out of here. Then they got their license number, had the police pose as Alamo rental car people from the county there, Allegheny County in Pennsylvania. They called them and said, your car's got no brakes. Bring it in. And they said, well, we're in the cordon at G20. We're news reporters. We can't get out till tomorrow. And they said, well, that's fine because I'm a police officer with the Army and FBI, and you've all been put on terror list, and your life's over, boy, and we know you're a terrorist, and you were sneaking around the military base and ran. All lies.
Thank you very much. Okay, so I just went over. They're going to have a guy come out and talk to us, or they said they'll get us a number to contact. He said the PAO. This is probably him right here.
Every 30 seconds, you know, saying disperse, disperse. We've got them. Let's go to live now. Here they are from Pittsburgh. G20 under attack.
Yeah, we're on 33rd and Liberty, and we just passed the street blocked off, and they were using the sonic weapon on us. They were using it to broadcast, and then they would ramp up the signal for a brief second to let them know that they could, you know, blow some eardrums out. It got pretty loud.
I hereby declare this to be an unlawful assembly. I order all other police
everybody dispersed, though. When that started happening, the largest group went through an alleyway. They're driving right past me right now.
Get them on tape.
With the gun. They had two of them. They were using them to broadcast messages in Spanish and English. That's the engine right now. You can hear it past me. And there's a guy sitting on top. The police I'm seeing now are in full riot gear.
Are they the police, though, wearing the National Guard bottoms?
It looks like Border Patrol. I've seen Border Patrol here, too. They have the dark green Border Patrol uniforms.
So federal police in the middle of Pennsylvania.
I find it very ironic that it's happening on Liberty Avenue.
Vermes, I want to be clear about this. They were shooting you guys with this. Douglas was saying it was hurting. What was this like?
The decibel level was very, very high. One moment I was covering the front of the protest. The next moment my eardrums were blasting. And as that happened, I basically turned around, saw about 40 riot police assisted by military, and I ran up and I got all the footage I could. Every once in a while I'd have to take
a few steps back. Assisted by military. So this is the military attacking the American people. Because in every news article I see, they're together. So that's key for the article Watson's doing. The military was with them.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they were in military fatigue. SWAT is also here. I got a good shot of one of the military personnel who was on top of the Pittsburgh paddy wagon. Basically, most of the Humvees in the military were cordoning off at checkpoints on main streets in the main city of Pittsburgh. They were in a full military fatigue. I mean, these weren't just the pants. They were the tops. There's no doubt that there's military here, Alex. I approached them. I asked them what their mission was.
What's the mission? You can't say? Sir, what would you have to say to critics that say this is a violation of posse comitatus?
I'd say that you need to talk to my PAO.
You know what posse comitatus is?
No.
No? Separation of military and police? You're the first military guy to tell me what it is. I've asked about a dozen today. No, but nothing, right?
And it was the standard boilerplate answer of, you know, we're just following orders.
We're just here to support law enforcement. That's all we know.
We're here to protect United States citizens' rights. So peaceful protest.
Unbelievable. Global leaders meeting openly in mainstream news to get rid of the dollar and bring in, quote, global governance. This is the end of our country, and the police and the military are acting like people that don't like. Briefly, tell folks about last night. You guys pull up to the gate. You asked to talk to the public information officer. They called the police and lied and said that you were sneaking around.
Yes, sir. How's it going? We were responding to a news story that the National Guard was going to be masked to go into Pittsburgh. And can we get a comment on that?
Sorry, we can't make any comments, sir.
Do you have a press guy we can talk to?
Okay, yeah.
We then pulled off to the side of the road where they instructed us to. We waited around 15 or 20 minutes. A representative came back immediately. He was hostile towards us. He did not like our credentials.
Hey, good evening, sir.
How you doing?
My name's Rob. We're out of Austin, Texas, Channel 10.
Katie, can I see your credentials?
We tried to get as much information as we could. He refused to answer our questions, so then Rob asked him for his information and where we could contact him tomorrow if we could get a word with him. He then gave it, and we left.
Speech, freelance reporter.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so what are you looking for?
Well, we're following up on a report that we got, and it's that we read. It said there's 2,500 troops that are going to be deployed into Pittsburgh for the G20 for security.
Once again, do you have? I'd like to talk to your editor. I'm more than willing to do this. So you got somebody back at the station I can talk to? You guys have credentials for the G20? I can't. In the middle of the night, you come here tomorrow. We'll see what we can accommodate you. We're not going to.
I mean, we only got a few questions, man.
Yeah, we just have like four questions.
The answer is no. Not going to comment. No, I'm not. That's okay. We're going to provide the interview. If you get some credentials to get some that I can work with, I'll give you.
We didn't run away from anything. By the time that we had left, turned around, and exited the main military facility, there was another car parked on the other side of the road, waited for us to pass, followed us for an exit, then got off, and then we were shot when Douglas got a call trying to entrap him and have us go return our rental car for quote-unquote two more free days. When we didn't fall for that, he then came clean and said he was actually military personnel and he wanted to know whether or not we were terrorists, Alan.
And then he told Douglas, you're on a list now, pal, for the rest of your life.
Yeah, he did.
With pleasure. You ran from them. Is that true?
Absolutely not.
Can I have your name and number so we can call you tomorrow?
Sure.
Okay.
817-821.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Cleaver.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
I need all InfoWarriors. Anyone in the Northeast, anybody in the Midwest to go to Pittsburgh now with video cameras. The troops are bought and paid for by offshore banks. The Republic is falling right now. They are openly destroying our precious Republic right now. They are openly bringing in martial law. They have troops deploying in every major city. This is just another beta test. We need everybody to go to Pittsburgh who loves this country. Come with cameras, radio host. Everybody needs to get there and needs to expose these people. And we need people to follow the anarchists. They're going to go back to military installations. It's happened in every case. We proved it in Denver. We proved it in Ottawa. We proved it in Seattle. We proved it in London. We proved it in Genoa. We prove it every time. You've now been hit by the army and police. This is like Kent State with sound weapons. This is huge news, and it's nowhere right on TV. Cindy, tell us what happened.
We're just trying to get to downtown so we can exercise our freedom of speech, Alex. And you know, they're blocking peaceful protesters. We don't have any weapons. They're blocking us with the most disastrous, horrible weapons that they can think of. And so, yeah, it's just really awful down here.
They have your LRAD. The LRAD was used in Iraq and Afghanistan against insurgents. You're now using these weapons against the American people. How do you feel about that?
This is all about training you that you're not supposed to protest and demonstrate. That's why the police poses anarchists in every case. They've been caught over and over again. This is how the Republic falls, with the stormtroopers in the streets and the world leaders coming to our country to sell it out and the mainstream news reporting it.
You guys are hurting your own people.
I order all those assembled to immediately disperse.
Cindy, did you know they're openly announcing the formation of a world government at this meeting?
Yes, I know they are.
The head of the EU even spoke out against it, Klaus, at the UN yesterday, and they're openly announcing the end of the dollar. Those troops don't know that their whole savings and their whole family future is gone, and there they are with pleasure, guarding the very government that is illegitimate and criminal.
The troops are out here. There are our brothers and sisters. There are our sons and daughters, and there are mothers and fathers. And they're turning their guns on us. They're turning their weapons on us, where we really should be marching to the G20 and arresting those guys. Here they come again with their LRAD, Alex. They're coming with it. They have us blocked in. There's nowhere for us to go.
By order of the city administrator, I hereby declare this to be an unlawful assembly. I order all those assembled to immediately disperse. You must leave the immediate vicinity.
Burmese,
yes, sir.
Did you say that the protesters are turned around because they're blocked in?
Yes, they are blocked in.
Run! Get out! I told you! Go down the side street, get the hell out of there, they're gonna get you! Get out of there right now! Amazing to have Burmese and Cindy Sheehan and all these people together. They're standing as attorney. She lost her son. And the military will follow orders, and that's all this is. And there are the bankers openly setting up world government, bankrupting us by design. It's really happening. Well, here's the Examiner newspaper reporting on these sound weapons at the tea parties. It says both town halls took place without incident. However, the use of military device concerned San Diegans. The LRAD crowd control is primarily used in Iraq to control insurgents and can cause serious and lasting harm to humans. And they admit this. I mean, this is just outrageous.
Other police action may include actual physical removal, the use of riot control agents and or less lethal munitions, which could cause risk of injury to those who remain. You must leave.
So-called as to reflect the purpose of a kettle, to hold in water and heat it until it attempts to boil over.
They're closing in. Get out of there. They're going to arrest everybody. And the police, he said, the last thing were coming from three ways, blocking them in. That's what they do. They corner you and then attack. Now, let's go ahead and go over these articles. Brigade Homeland Tour starts October 1st. 3rd Infantry's 1st BCT trains for new dwell time mission. Helping people at home may become a permanent part of active army. And then you read this, the Washington Post reported it, everybody else did. It says, for riot control and civil unrest during a collapse of society. Then the Army War College came out a month later and said, yes, we're preparing to engage the American people. So there's that going on. So they have troops to take you to the FEMA.